Berlin. England retained their European title with a dramatic penalty shootout victory over Spain in the Euro 2025 final, becoming the first senior England team to win a major tournament on foreign soil. The Lionesses came from behind to draw 1-1 in regulation time before sealing a 4-1 win in the shootout. Chloe Kelly, the hero of the Euro 2022 final, once again held her nerve to score the decisive penalty after Spain missed 3 in a row. Goalkeeper Hannah Hampton made 2 crucial saves to keep England alive and guide them to a second consecutive European crown. Manager Serena Wegman, who has now won 3 European titles, 2 with England and 1 with the Netherlands, further solidified her legacy as one of the greatest coaches in the history of the women's game. Spain took the lead in the first half through Mariona Caldenti's well-placed header, exploiting space left in England's midfield. Lauren James, included in the starting 11 despite fitness concerns, struggled to impose herself, and Spain looked in control at the break. But England showed their trademark resilience. Wegman introduced Chloe Kelly in the second half, and the game shifted. Kelly's whipped cross was met by Alessia Russo, who powered a header into the far corner to level the score. From there, England defended deeply, absorbing pressure and forcing the game into extra time and eventually penalties. In the shootout, Spain collapsed under the pressure, missing 3 of their first 4 penalties. Kelly converted England's final spot kick, sparking celebrations among players and fans in Berlin. England's triumph caps off a remarkable run at Euro 2025. They lost their group stage opener to France, came from 2-0 down to defeat Sweden in a shootout, and needed extra time to edge past Italy in the semi-final. In each knockout match, England had trailed at some stage but found a way to survive and win. Spain, the reigning world champions, entered the final unbeaten in their last 10 matches and were widely seen as favorites. They played flowing, possession-based football throughout the tournament but were made to rue missed chances in the final. Despite dominating stretches of play and exposing England's defensive vulnerabilities in the first half, Spain failed to capitalize on key moments. The final marked Spain's first ever Euros final appearance, but their wait for a European title continues. Lauren Hemp stood out for England, constantly pressing and creating problems down the right wing. Jess Carter, returning to the starting lineup after facing online abuse earlier in the tournament, delivered a composed and solid performance in defense. Kelly's impact off the bench was immediate, and Hampton's saves during the shootout proved decisive. Key stats: England led for just 4 minutes and 52 seconds across all knockout stage matches. 10 of England's goal involvements came from substitutes, 5 goals and 5 assists. England became the first team to reach extra time in 3 matches in a single women's Euro. 6 of the last 10 goals in Euros finals have been scored by women's Super League players. England will return home to a hero's welcome, with celebrations expected to take place in London. Wegman remains under contract through the 2027 World Cup, where England will aim to complete their redemption arc after losing the 2023 final to Spain.